Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one who is our refuge and strength. Amen. There are some TV show theme songs that are just iconic and memorable. There are some that are so recognizable that when part of it is heard or even sung, you can immediately recognize the TV show that it belongs to. For example, here's a story of a lovely lady who had three very lovely girls. That belongs to the Brady Bunch, right? Or if you hear this line, sometimes you want to go to a place where everyone knows your name, you think of Cheers, right? Or if you hear this line repeated throughout the show intro, I'll be there for you, I'll be there for you, you think of Friends, right? Now, what comes to mind when you hear this line? A mighty fortress is our God, a trusty shield and weapon. One cannot help but think of Martin Luther and the Lutheran Reformation as you hear this song. And one can say that this hymn is the theme song of the Reformation. And it comes from our psalm this morning. Psalm 46 is the basis for this theme song of the Reformation, and it makes a great theme song for our own lives, that God is our refuge and fortress. The psalmist begins by confessing that God is our refuge amidst any earthly troubles and dangers. He says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. He says that God is the one that we can go to for shelter in times of danger and distress. He confesses that God is the one who strengthens and preserves us. He is the one who gets us through these trials and dangers. And he also says that he is a present help in times of trouble. He's not the backup plan or the one we go to when all the other options fail and let us down. He's not a God who says, okay, wait a few days, and if the problem's still there, then come to me, and then I'll help. No. He is a God who is a help in the here and in the now. And the psalmist continues on by explaining what this means. Since God is our refuge and strength, he writes, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. Even if the earth collapses, or if the forces of nature go crazy, or if the end of the earth is upon us, we don't have to fear. We don't even have to fear any turmoil that threatens our body or our soul. And that includes not fearing living on a fixed income. It includes not fearing going through surgery and going down that long road of recovery. It includes not fearing wintry weather, which Minnesota is famous for. Fortunately, we don't have any snow yet, at least. It includes thinking that you're not saved or that you're not forgiven. It includes not having to fear about work issues, family problems, or the death of a loved one. The psalmist has a confidence in his Lord about him being his protector and his strength, and it doesn't mean that these issues won't affect him, but what it does mean is that he goes to his Lord when these problems come his way because the Lord will help him, and he will help us as well. And then the psalmist then continues to build on this with the next set of verses. He tells us how God is with his church and with his people. He says, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The city of God is the church where God's people are gathered together, where the sacraments are rightly administered, and the gospel is purely taught. It is the place of God where God dwells with his people on earth. And where is God in the midst of all of this? He is in the midst of her. He is with us in the church, in the midst of suffering and danger and trial and in the pain, heartache, and mess of it all. He is with us when we face persecution. He is with the hurting family. He is with the struggling soul. And he is with the person who is sick with illness. And this is seen especially in the person of Jesus, the one who is called Emmanuel, which means God with us, for Christ is God in the flesh. And he knows what these troubles and dangers are like, for he has experienced some of them himself. Jesus came to earth to overcome these effects of sin and sin itself with his death on the cross. His death for us allows God to dwell with us and to abide with us because we are forgiven and made righteous at God's sight. We are at peace with him, and we are justified freely by his grace as a free gift. And he is still in our midst today through his word and through his sacraments. He hasn't left and he hasn't gone anywhere. He's with us right now in our service, where he gives us his gifts and his grace. He comes to us in his word and in his supper, where he gives us his true body and blood for the forgiveness of sins. In our baptism, we have put him on and we live in him and are daily forgiven and renewed. These are the ways that our Lord is with us and how he dwells with us on earth. These are the means and places where he gives us his grace, his forgiveness, and his spirit. It's where he nourishes us, where he strengthens us, and where he forgives us. And the one who is with us is our fortress when the world rages against us in the church. The psalmist says, "The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." The nations will rage against the church. They might do this through laws and actions that inhibit the church, things like gender pronouns or bathroom laws, withdrawing the tax-exempt status or reducing freedom of speech and freedom of religion. They might do this through persecution, whether it be physical, social, or even financial. But God is with us. He is our fortress. In him, the church cannot and will not be overcome. Luther saw this firsthand as he was opposed by the Pope, the Emperor, and other theologians. Despite their hostile efforts against him, the church, and the gospel, they remained. And Luther explains in stanza 2 of his hymn why they could not prevail. He writes, "But for us fights the valiant one, whom God himself elected. Ask ye, who is this? Jesus Christ it is of Sabaoth, Lord. And there is none other God. He holds the field forever." The one who is with us is the valiant one who cannot be beaten, who cannot be overcome, and who cannot be shaken. He is our fortress. And in our last section of verses, the psalmist now moves to talking about the power and strength of our Lord. He tells us how he is our victorious fortress. He writes, "Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolation on the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire." The Lord shows us his power and his might. He breaks the weapons and vehicles of war. He is the one who stops war and fighting. He is the one who brings peace and security through the judgment and destruction of his foes. And now the Lord speaks in verse 10. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." The Lord says, "Be still," to restless and rebellious nations who oppose him, his rule, and his church. But he also says, "Be still," to you and to me, his people, who have fears and worries and anxieties about the things of this world. He gives us this reminder that we can be still with the God who is with us, who dwells with us, and who does all things for our benefit and for the good of his church. We can be still with the one who will be exalted in all of the earth. And the psalmist finishes us up with the reason for our hope and confidence. He says, "The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. We really don't have to fear. Our refuge, our fortress, our strength, and our help is with us. And Luther applies this thought well with stanza 4 of his song when he writes, "He's by our side upon the plain with his good gifts and spirit. But for us fights the and though they take our life, good fame, child, and wife, though these all be gone, our victory has been won. The kingdom ours remaineth. The victorious one is with us." So next time when you hear some catchy TV show theme song, whether it be the Brady Bunch, Cheers, or Friends, perhaps it'll remind you of a good theme song for your own life, that God is your refuge and your fortress. In his name, amen. Now may the grace of God and the peace that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in and with Christ Jesus, the one who is our refuge, our fortress, and our strength. Amen.